I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Independent Senator Bernie Sanders is part of the growing ranks of U.S. senators flirting with a White House bid in 2016. But in an address to the National Press Club this week, Sanders explained the massive hurdles in front of him, as Matt Laszlo reports from Washington.
The National Press Club is a grandiose building just a stone's throw from the White House. Many in the contemporary press corps view it as a relic of a long-forgotten age, when lawmakers and reporters alike would sip scotch, light each other's cigarettes, and chat about the politics of the day. While the press club remains reporters' turf, in these times of dwindling newsrooms, it's also used to raise money. Hence, Senator Sanders spoke to a room of supporters who doled out almost $40 a plate to attend. Their support was evident in the applause that resounded each time he decried foreign wars or those fat cat bankers.
An illegal activity on Wall Street to go unchecked.
But reporters were watching in the wings. Scribes from all sorts of magazines and publications came out. The big cable network sent crews in case Vermont's junior senator decided to announce a White House run, which he didn't. But the president of the press club, John Hughes of Bloomberg, who asked questions on behalf of the audience and reporters alike, started the Q&A with a question on everyone's mind in Washington.
Senator, when will you declare your intentions for 2016, regardless of what they are?
Sanders knew that one was coming and didn't answer definitively.
The reason I am thinking about running for president is that at a time when the middle class of this country is disappearing and so many people are giving up on the political process, last election, 63% of the people didn't even bother to vote.
The intrigue continued. Sanders was also asked whether he'd switch to the Democratic Party if he hops in the race.
It is awfully hard to run as an independent if you're not a billionaire. I am not a billionaire.
After the cameras were flipped off, the press corps was more interested in Senator Sanders than with any potential presidential candidate Sanders. Most of the media don't see him yet as a serious presidential contender. He was pressed by one reporter on his support for basing the F-35 fighter jet in Vermont.
This plane costs so much money.
But that's not the issue. You're right. But the plane is here today. So the only question that comes to me is, what do you do when you have the plane? Does it go to Florida? Does it go to South Carolina? Or does it go to Vermont?
Reporters also pressed Sanders for his reaction to Senate Republicans sending Iranian leaders a letter warning them any nuclear deal they strike with President Obama won't last after he leaves office. While many members of the Democratic caucus were outraged by the letter, Sanders was unaware.
I'm just trying to ask substantive questions.
Oh, give me a ring. I'll do it.
With the press corps growing increasingly upset and an administration many see as falling woefully short when it comes to transparency and straightforwardness, Sanders is sounding more presidential every day. For Vermont Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.